retired Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye, the special representative and head of the UN Peacebuilding Office in the Central African Republic, said the situation is also unpredictable, although some progress has been made on the political front. A government of national unity was established in June with various positions being filled. The oath of office to the newly appointed transitional leaders will shortly be administered. This, says Special Representative Gaye, is good news.
This progress was made possible thanks to the direct involvement of ECOWAS leaders and the mediator they appointed for Dakar, President Denis Sassou Nguesso of the Republic of Congo. However, the political gains made remain fragile, while the roadmap for elections remains to be established.
At the same time, says Gaye, there is still a total absence of the rule of law nationwide. As there is no proper chain of command, the country runs the risk of descending into anarchy and chaos.
Lootings of people's properties, plundering, kidnapping, torturing, killing still continue. For example, a so-called Ramadan tax was paid by local people in the provinces. On 9 August, armed men suspected of being Seleka elements robbed the local supermarket in broad daylight and kidnapped the owners.
According to UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos, the crisis has shifted from being a long-term crisis of poverty and chronic vulnerability to a complex emergency characterized by violence. If not properly addressed, it threatens to spread beyond the Central African Republic's borders, further destabilizing a region already facing significant challenges.
All 4.6 million Central Africans have been affected by this crisis. Half of them are children. 1.6 million people are in dire need of assistance, including food, protection, healthcare, water, sanitation, and shelter. Humanitarian needs are increasing by the day. More than 206,000 people have been internally displaced, and nearly 60,000 have sought refuge in neighboring countries, two-thirds in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many people continue to hide in the bush and remote areas in poor sanitary conditions and without access to basic services or clean water. More than 650,000 children are not able to go to school due to their closure and their occupation of schools by armed groups.
On his recent visit to the country, Ivan Simonovic, UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, discussed these human rights challenges with the transitional authorities to identify ways to address them. He says first, urgent international aid is required.
Major donors have suspended development aid because of the coup and the provisional character of the government. However, they should now invest the same amount of money into humanitarian aid and community protection programs, such as strengthening civil society, human rights monitoring, rebuilding schools and hospitals, and reconstructing archives and registers.
The representative of the Central African Republic, Charles Armel Dubain, said his people were being held hostage.
Elle ne veut plus avoir peur pour ses filles et fils. Aujourd'hui, la population centrafricaine veut la justice.
My people no longer wishes to have fear for its children, and today hopes justice will be served. Served because crimes have been perpetrated. Justice should be served for the women and children who are victims of sexual attacks, houses burned, and property pillaged or looted. The Central African people await your help so as to rebuild the country and to finally leave behind coup d'etat and rebellions.
Ambassador Dubain said, "Let us remain vigilant until the problem is solved." Jerry Adams, United Nations.